The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Christian Teller-Wilkinson, CEO of Altona Rare Earths. ANR's ticker there. Christian, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. And you've released some news on Monte Muambe, start of phase two drilling. And we'll talk about that in a bit. Before we do, though, Christian, for people maybe not familiar with Altona, can you explain what it's about, please?
Of course. So Altona Rare Earths, we're currently listed on the Aquis Stock Exchange, hopefully moving to the LSE Standard Exchange in the next month or so. We are a mining exploration company with a focus on rare earth element metals. We are focused in Africa, and we currently have one project which is in southwest Mozambique called the Monte Muambe project. And as you just said, we're about to move to phase two following a 3-month exploration drilling program at the end of last year.
Excellent stuff. Okay, so and why is that? I assume phase one was good, was it? Or you're happy with it and you're moving on?
Yeah, phase wasn't good. We set some internal parameters. They actually are contracted with the local partner we're working with through a farming agreement. We drilled 40-odd holes, about 3,000 metres. We've sent all the cores and the chip samples off to a lab in Australia. We're still waiting on the bulk of those results. But in the meantime, we bought an on-site analyzer, a PXRF analyzer, primarily to do our own analysis to see where the next drilling program should be, rather than to find out, you know, the grade, the quantity of rare earths in them. That was a secondary project. And the results have come back sufficient to give the board confidence that this project, this asset, could turn into a fairly significant economic asset, and we need to get some more data, which is what we're going to do in 2022.
Yeah, and then where from there, once you get more data, what happens then?
So the culmination of this year's drilling, and it's going to be sort of between 6,000 and 8,000 metres, so it's going to be more than double what we did last year, it's to concentrate on the areas around those holes that were clearly demonstrated there are rare earth ore bodies, some at some depth, whether it's at 10 metres, 50 metres, 90 metres. Significantly, Monte Muambe was explored about 10, 12 years ago by a different company looking for some other mineral. And just randomly in the data, it showed that there were rare earths. So that was our initial interest last year. So we did drill on some of the targets that they had found rare earths, but we also looked at two completely new target areas. And in those new areas, we have found rare earth metals. So the plan for phase two is, let's say these holes were sort of 50 meters apart, we will then be drilling, filling the gaps between those 50 meter initial drill holes. And what we're trying to map out is, if we found a sort of 3 meter seam here of rare earth through a hole, we need to then extend that hole outwards to see how far the shelf, let's call it, of rare earths spreads. So if we can find something, you know, a few hundred meters wide, a few hundred meters long, and 3 or 4 meters deep, then that's what we're looking at. So that's what phase two will be. It will be to further identify the quantities, the quality of the rare earth metals, and we will produce at the end of the year, or probably March next year, because we have to send off to be analysed, a resource estimate. And this will be the first resource estimate on the site ever. And I think it's also worth saying that, you know, Altona's been around now for about 15 years in various guises. The first 12 years, people may know, we were looking for coal in Australia before I joined the board in 2019. And this is the first set of exploration data published in about 10 years now. So it's a really significant announcement that we made today. And it shows that the investment we made into this project is the right one. It's potentially going to turn into a high-valued asset. And we're in a sector that is incredible demand at the moment, incredible demand for electric vehicles and other sort of green energy, alternative energy power supplies.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's definitely only going one way there, isn't it? You know, as far as energy is concerned. We have to cut back on fossil fuels, diesel, petrol, that stuff. And where's the energy coming from for transport, everything? It's electric vehicles, isn't it? And where's the materials for that, commodities for that? And it's what you're looking for, isn't it? You know.
Well, yeah, there's every government now, following the COP26 meeting last November, has set a date for the cessation of production of combustion engine vehicles, whether that's 2040, 2050. So that means that every vehicle has to be electric. And that's just, you know, so out of the 17 rare earth metals, only four of them and two main ones are used in electric vehicles. And I think let's just a little quick clarity on way things do. Electric vehicles' main components are the battery, so that's lithium and various other materials, and then it's the powertrain, and that's where the neodymium, the praseodymium, and a couple of others, dysprosium, go into. And it's their magnet that has to be produced, and it's an incredibly powerful magnet to power the drivetrain, to turn the wheels, which is obviously powered by the battery. So rare earths aren't present in electric vehicle batteries. They're in the powertrains to make these permanent magnets, the strongest magnets on the planet. I just wanted to say that because people keep saying, hey, look, battery metals. So rare earths aren't involved in that. But to get an electric vehicle at this time moving, it needs a huge quantity, several kilos of neodymium, praseodymium, as the Americans have started calling them, the dididiums. Well done, America.
The dididiums.
They've given them their own name, so we like that.
Yeah, yeah. And I assume aluminium is not in there, is it? I don't know how they pronounce that, looking at the spelling, but there we go. Marvellous stuff. Okay, Christian, if you could, three reasons then, if someone's listening to this, likes the sound of what you're doing, but not yet following the story, three reasons why they should hit that follow button and add Altona Rare Earth to their watch list, please.
Of course, yeah. So we just produced our first data from our first asset, and it shows that this could become a significant rare earth project for when we sort of eventually get to join the supply chain. Rare earth prices currently an all-time high. It's set to grow. These prices aren't going to go down because of the demand for these metals for various clean energy and the electric vehicle markets. And finally, the company, we've always said that we're not just going to sit back and look at one asset, we're looking at multiple assets. So we're currently scouting for new projects in different African countries. And we are currently in talks with some owners of a different asset at the moment, which hopefully will be converted in the next few months into a new acquisition. So we're all set for 2022, we're all set for growth. And I think we're just in the right sector right now. I'm very excited. Yeah, I'm a major shareholder of Altona. I think I'm pleased. I am.
Yeah, yeah. Marvellous stuff, Christian. Thanks for that. And like I say, lots of news coming, hopefully. So we'll catch up in the not too distant future.
Brilliant. Thanks, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.